Okay, today's daf is Tumura daf Chav Zayin. The last daf here in the fifth parak in Parak Ketzad Ma'arimin in Mesechas Tumura. Again, scheduling note, the next couple of days will be put up from the last cycle, then Mondays will be put up new, and then the next day, a few days after that, will be put up from the last cycle. I don't know if I'll be traveling then. Maybe I'll give the last daf in Tumura from Eretz Yisrael. If not, we'll start from Krisos daf Beis, but either way, we will pick up then. Okay, so we are on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We're up to Amar Rava, but just one Ha'ara, as we quickly went through from the end of this year yesterday. So we got into different Lashonos of Tamura. That was yesterday's Mishnah, Chav Vav Amud Beis. If somebody says, are they good Lashonos for Tamura? Means I violate the Avera, or are they not good Lashonos, and therefore I don't get the Avera. So ironically, in Shemayim, if I don't use a good Lashon, so then it's better for me, because I don't violate the Avera. But the Mishnah here, though, is interested in the construct of Tamura, which is the Lashon that fits in. So the Mishnah said, Tachas, Tamuras, Chalifas is all good, Tamura, Mechulales is not. And then the Gemara went into, but Tachas seems to be somewhat unclear, because Tachas in the Brisa seems to be a Lashon, not of Tamura, but of Chiluls. The Gemara says, well, it depends. It's a Lashon that means both, and it depends. It depends what? So the Vilna Gaon said that it depends what most people mean. You go by umdana, right? As the language of the Gra was in Os Gimel, arguing on Rashi, Tzorach Lomar de Mistama Daito Shala Adam al Lashon Amoel. A person wants to use language that works, and therefore you have to look in the context of Tachas works, however it needs to be understood in the different contexts. So, in a case where the context is Sara'as, like we quoted in Vayikra Yud Gimel, so then Tachas means one thing. If it's the case of Yishayo, where it means in place of, then it means something else. So it depends on the context. Also here, regarding Kachim Mizbeach and Kachim Beda Kabayas. Kachim Mizbeach, obviously, is a context where Tamura can apply, and therefore Tachas means a Lashon of Tamura, but Kachim Mizbeach not. Rashi, though, has a Lashon that the girl is bothered by. Rashi, again, quotes on top, not the Lashon of, we try to figure out exactly what he meant, but Lo Masra HaKasav Ela L'Chachamim. The Torah allows the Rabbanan to figure out exactly, to define the contours of certain halachos. So again, the Vilna Gaon is uncomfortable with the application of that principle here, because this seems to be an umdana idea. Rashi, obviously quoting that, doesn't think it's so much umdana, but just an umdana way of trying to figure out mistama, the das of a person meant this, but no, in each context, the halachic context itself is what generates the halacha to look at different lashonos in different ways. More of a legal construct, lo masra kasav ala chachamim. Again, that principle only comes up in two places in all of Shas. The Rishonim quote it in other contexts, but that principle comes up in two places. We know famously in the context of Chol HaMoed, the Gemara in Chagiga on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, talking about the Isser of Malacha on Chol HaMoed, trying to figure out what the source is. The Gemara first tries to get into, maybe it's Daraisa, maybe it's not, even Lamaskana, Machlokas Rishonim, whether Malacha on Chol HaMoed is a Daraisa or not. Right? What's the issue? The issue is that there are Heterim. Right, the fact that there are haterim of Davar Ha'avid and Hedyot and Ein Lo Mayochal, there are five haterim that the Torah quotes in the beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed. So, if there are haterim, does that reflect that it's Durabanan? It's much easier to have exceptions to the rule if it's the whole thing, isn't it? It's a Durabanan, because then the Rabbanan can say Heim Amru V'Heim Amru. But in a case where, if I would say that it's a Daraisa, it's a little trickier. So that's why some Rishonim say it's Durabanan. How can I say the Isser Malach of Chol HaMoed is an Isser Daraisa with built-in limitations to the Isser? That's where the Gemara says, Lo Masra HaKasuv Ela L'Chachamim. That's the Gemara in Chagiga Yud Ches Amud Aleph, which means, differently, as the Achronim explain, differently than the Chachamim explain every Din Daraisa. There is no Din Daraisa that we would understand without the Rabbanan explaining. But L'Masra HaKasav is a little deeper. It means the Rabbanan not only explain, but they create. They create the contours of the halacha. They say it applies here and it doesn't apply here. That is a different type of principle. That's not just the Rabbanan explaining, but the Rabbanan actually defining what the Isser Malacha is, right? And that's what the Gemara continues there, the Maskana of the Gemara. You have to say, it's suggests it's pure Daraisa, holo Masr Nakasav Alalacha Chamim, lo Malacha, Eze Yom Asr, Ve Eze Yom Mutter, Eze Malacha Asura, Ve Eze Malacha Mutaris. That's in the context of Cholomoi. The other place we had it is more recently, if you remember back in Bechoros on Dav Chavav Mabes, where the Gemara there discussed in the beginning of Perek Ad Kama, Ad Kama Yisrael Chayavim, Letabo Bebechor. We know that Yisrael is not allowed to give the Bechor to the Kohen right when the Bechor is born, the Bechor Behema Tahora. He has to raise it a little bit. So by a Behema Daka for a month, by a Gasa for 50 days, Rabbi Yossi says Daka is 3 months, right? Different Shiurim. So in that context, again, first the Gemara suggests that maybe this is all based on Pesukim. And the Gemara says, Lo Masracha HaKasov Ela L'Chachamim. The Rabbanan figured out how much the, how long the Yisrael should keep it and how long after. Then the Brice is quoted also there, Tani Namihachi, Bechor Banecha Titein Li, Kein Taseh Letzonecha, Yocholach L'Sharcha, Tamalomer Taseh. By the Behema Gasa, there's an extra verb of Asiya, do something, talking to the Yisrael. And then it goes through the different Shi'urim. But it's based on Lo Masrucha HaKasav, which means it is a Doraisa on the level of Doraisa, but the Rabbanan have the power and the insight to figure out exactly what the Torah would want. So the Gemara only has it in two places, but the Rishonim already quote it in many other contexts as well. Just a couple of examples, and then, but again, Rashi is here. Again, does Rashi really mean it here in the way that it's meant in other places? We've had principles in Maseches Temura that are not used in the regular way that we usually find them, right? We just had a couple of days ago, we had Divrei Harava, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishomen, which is usually used in the context of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, right? And here it's used on in a different context, right? Where I want two Chaluyos to happen at the same time, right? Leket and Hefker, which one happens first, right? We had earlier, actually, we'll have on today's daf another one, which we'll get to soon. But again, so does he mean it literally or not? But either way, this is discussed. Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher in Devarim and Siman Chav Zayin catalogs a number of these, the ones from the Rishonim that he puts together, and there are others as well. The Rishonim discussed at the beginning of Lulav HaGazal. Which psulim of Dalet Minim are no egg on day one, and which psulim are no egg on all 7 days? Right, l'kachtam l'chem b'yom harishon. It's obviously has to be yours on day one, but there are other psulim of Hadar, of Yavesh, of different Katum, other psulim. So the Ron there at the beginning of Lulav HaGazal says that even bipsule Hadar Gufa, right, yesh noagin kol shiva v'yesh ein noagin mela b'yom rishon. How do you know which psulim of Hadar of that definition of the Dalamina apply the first day and all 7 days, says the Ran, Avala Kasav lo pirate bahadar klum, ela sasam, vi amar shetehe mitzvah zu mihuderes, umasra lachachamim, ubevade shakosha mitzvah chamura yosa yesh lachmer bahadar. Right, the Masra Kasav, the chamu could decide which is a more serious problem of hadar and which is a less serious problem of hadar. Or the Ran discusses the beginning of the last parak of Yuma, right, the Isser of eating and the Isser Malacha and the other Isurim on Yom Kippur. So obviously, on Yom Kippur, one is not allowed to eat and drink da'araisa. One is not allowed to do malacha da'araisa. What about the other Inuyim? What about the other Inuyim? Rechitza and Sicha, are those da'araisa? Or are those Darabanan? Again, similar to Chalamoid. The Gemara talks about a heter of a kala and a melech within these Isurim. A kala can be rochetes panel. What do you mean? Is it this a da'araisa? If it's a Darabanan, the other four Inuyim, so then, fine. But if it's not, so how could a Kal and a Melech wash themselves? So again, the Ran there, the beginning of Perak Yom HaKippurim says, Hayanirali dekulu midaraisaninu, ela dekivan de la vichlau inuye dechsivi bikra behedya. It's not the explicit inui in the Torah. Ela mi ribuya de Shabbason asu. It came from Shabbason. Masran hakasav lechachamim. So again, the Rabbanan said that the Torah did not include Kala and Melech in it. Veheni kilu b'en kifima shero. V'itiru koshin anasav l'tainug. V'chein das harambam v'chulu. That they are all daraisa with heterim. Right, Bali Tosos, I think Rabbi Tam hold that it's the Rabbanan. Because this, the Raya is that there are these heterim. Only eating, drinking, Malacha is Daraisa. But the others are the Rabbanan, but other Rishonim say that it is Daraisa. One final one Very interesting discussion in the Beis Yosef, in Yeridea, in Kufay and Ches, where the Gemara discusses that there are certain types of haircuts that one is not allowed to get because it's Chugos HaAkum. Right, it looks like a non-Jewish haircut, and it's a violation of Chugusayim Lo Seilechu. But the Gemara tells us in Baba Kama, Daf Pei Gimel, that Reuven ben Avtolmis got a haircut kumi. Whatever that is, some type of, non-Jewish haircut, because he was Karav L'Malchus. Because he was, trying to get into with the government, and that's what was accepted. So ask the Beis Yosef, I don't understand, I said, this is Araisa. Chugusayim Lo Seilechu. So how could it be that you could get a haircut and violate Chukas HaAkum? So, says the Beis Yosef, that called Isser Zed Nimser L'Chachamim, Delo Nisba'er Batorah Ma Nechlal Begeder Chukoseyim, Shinis Tavidu L'Srachik Mehem, V'kivach Nimser B'yadam, Yish B'yadam L'Hakel, L'Fiat Tzorech, and that is another example, but again, only two places in Chazal, but again, Rashi here adds one more, is it literal or not, but that is in the context here of what does the word tachas mean in the context of tumura. Fine. Viter. Amar Rava. So we just had a chilik. The word tachas in kachim is bech. It means this. And in kachim bedek abayis, it means this. So now Rava tries to give another answer. Afilu b'kachim is beach. We said by kachim is beach, it always means a lashon of atfusei, meaning the language of tumura. So it says Rava, even within kachim is beach, mishkachas la lishna da achule. Who? You could even have a lashon of achule by kachim is beach, meaning it could be a lashon of switching. Kagochaya hektash balmum, if the karbon, if there's psule hamukdashim, and then you use a lashon of tachas, so then we could understand his language as just trying to be poda, meaning not doing anything wrong. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be poda, psuli amukdashim, a maisa muteres. And therefore, Rava says, sometimes the word tachas in the context can mean something different, can mean a lashon of achule, even if it is kdushas mizbeach. Amar Ravashi, afilu b'val momnami, mishkachas lo lishna da achule, u'mishkachas lishna da tfusei. Ravashi says, even more, look at the context. Sometimes you could have the word tachas meaning A or tachas meaning B. It depends where your hands are. Which animal are your hands on? Yado akodesh, if your hands are on the animal that has a balmum, right? The carbon that has a balmum, chol havi. So that is a maisa hamuteres. What you're trying to do is to be pote. You're trying to switch this animal's kedusha to chulin. And therefore, if your hands are on that, that's what you're trying to switch. And that's the focus of what you're doing, and that's how we understand the word tachas. But yado achol, but if your hands are on the chol animal, then obviously that is your priority. That's what your focus is, to put the kedusha onto this animal. So then we can understand it, kodesh avi, we can understand it as a language that you want to make it kodesh, and that is a lashon of temura. Okay, boy rabaya. Hoylufanif shte behemos shel kodesh ba'alos mum ushte behemos shel chulin tamimos. I have four animals in front of me. I have, and again, all of these questions that we're about to ask, hashdus der umdina. The question is, what did he mean? Or it might be a little deeper, meaning halachically, what do we have to assume? Even if he screamed, the Gemara doesn't talk about it. What if he's screaming out what he meant, and he tells us right afterwards? It's not clear that we would listen to him. You know, it might just be the case itself demands the response that we, that the Gemara says. So again, you have two karbanos, ba'alos mum, and two behemos of chulin that are tamimos. Va'amar hare elu tachas elu mahu. So what is the halacha there? You have two psulei hamukdashim and two animals that are ra'ui to be karbanos mahu. So we'll go with our gersa. Mi amar la'atfusei v'laki. Do we say that he is trying to be matvis these animals, and it's tmura, and he gets malchus. Mi amar la'atfusei v'laki. Right, each of these, he's trying to switch the kedusha from A to B, but really he's trying to be matvis. He's not trying to be poda, and therefore you would get malchus. Do we say no? Why should we assume that? Right, if there's any place, if we could assume that the person did a maisa hamuteres, then that's what we have to assume. Right, why should we assume? Right, mumer lahachis, that he's just trying to do something wrong. Right, so why should we assume that he did something wrong? Right, the Rashi points out that the Gemara could have asked this first question even by one animal, one and one. But the lead-up questions have to do with two, so he already asked this one with two. All right, look at Rashi for a second. La'atfusei, miskavein, o la'achulei, miskavein. Is he trying to violate Tamura? Or is he, meaning to do the act that violates Tamura? Or la'achulei, miskavein? Or is it trying to be mechalel, and just trying to be podet your carbon? You could have asked it about one and one also. Ella, aidi, deboy, miboy, hachba, yachrisi, bitarti, because the future questions, the ones coming up, are have to do with two, not katzircha de tarti. So just mentioned two, but really could have asked it with one as well. So that's the first question. So do we assume in this case that he's not doing anything wrong, or he is doing something wrong? These questions are also going to be about how much is he doing something wrong. But again, the root of it could be related to the mitzvah saseh d'oraisa that we know of being down l'kav schus. Right, let's assume that we're not talking here about a Rasha Muchzak. If we're talking about a Rasha Muchzak, Lachar, there's no question. Because the Gemara said, the Rishonim say elsewhere, right, the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Vavidonis call Adam l'kav schus, they say by a Rasha Muchzak is the opposite. Right, just like by a tzaddik, it's the opposite. Even by something that's nire ka'avera, right, it's not even 50-50, we have to try to be matzdik. So it depends on the context. You know, how we judge. Right, interesting, I once heard from one of my rabbeim that the idea of judging Dalakov's close based on context, one might say, what do you mean, give everybody equal? No, it's not true, because based on who a person is, you know, it could be that we have to look at things differently, right? Then the mashal was given. Let's say somebody goes over to a first grader or a second grader and asks them, what's the pshat in this difficult Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi and Trumas. And somebody asks, and the child says, I don't know. Okay, he says, I don't know. Then somebody goes over to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and asks, what's the pshat of this difficult Yerushalmi and Trumas? And he says, I don't know. Is it the same I don't know? Of course not. Rav Chaim Kanievsky knows 14 other Yerushalmis that are against this, and it's all a lot of steerers, and he says, I don't know. The first grader has no idea. They use the same words, I don't know. But obviously, based on the who it is, you look at it differently. Right? So, as a mashal, you know, whenever you have a tzaddik, whenever you have a rasha, one has to be dan lakav schus, different rules, depending based on context. Again, that's what the Rishonim say. But that is in general, but if somebody is not all the way a tzaddik l'chodvarav, and somebody is not a Rasha l'chodvarav, like a Beinoni, like all of us, so then we have the mitzvah being nalakav schus in most situations. And that's the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos that we know in Kuv Chav Zayin Amebeis, where the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, Hadon Chaveiro l'kav schus, Donin Oso l'schus. Right? There's a mitzvah, and it's part of the mitzvah Zaseh D'Araisa of B'tzedek Tishpot Amisecha, that we have to not only apply to judges, right, B'tzedek Tishpot, but by anybody, right? The Mitzvah Aseh, the Rambam and the Chinuch both count it in the Sefer HaMitzvos, that it is part of the Mitzvah Aseh. So this Gemara might have that mitzvah behind it. Like, why should we should assume? Lo Shavik Inish Hatera Va'avid Isura, right? A person wouldn't, not do the, what's, the Maisa Mutares if wouldn't do the Maisa Asura if he could do the Maisa Hamutaris. Good. Let's get back to that, Don Lakav's Chlis. Let's just finish and continue the next questions. V'im Tim Saloma, Kalei Chadiki, Heter Lo, Shavak, Inish, Vavid, Isura. And if you want to say, yeah, Don Lakav's Chlis, if you say that if we can interpret it as a Maisa Hamutaris, that's what we should always do. We shouldn't assume that he did something Asur. What about the following case? Hayu Lefanef Shtei Behemos Shal Kodesh. What if you have two Behemos of Kodesh, V'achas Mehen Ba'alas Mum? Only one of them is a Baal Mum. Meaning one is Psuli HaMikdash, the other one is a perfect carbon. V'shtei behemos shel chulin. I have two animals of chulin. V'achas mehem ba'al asmum. One of them is a ba'al asmum. V'amar hare elu tachas elu. And then I say these are tachas. Again, that swing word that we don't know what it means exactly. Hare tachas elu ma'u. So what do we say there? Why? Because there, he for sure did an aveira. Right? He did one aveira. Right, the question is, how many Averas did he do? So, mi amar tmima tachas tmima la'atfusei, do we say, well, right, it's one and one. The Karbano is one tamim, one baal mum, and chulin also. So do we say, the tamim lines up with the tamim, and therefore that's the Avera of Tamura, right? Because he had a perfect Karban. Ba'alas mum tachas ba'alas mum la'achule. And the ba'alas mum lines up with the ba'alas mum, and that is not an Avera. Why is that not an Avera? We'll see in a second. O Dilma, what do we say? No. Why should we limit it that he only did one Aveira? Maybe once he did one, then we could assume he did two. If he did zero, if there's a chance that he did zero, then fine. Then you have the principle of kol hechadika teira lo shavik inish vavid isura. But if you know he already did an aveira in this act, so maybe you have to assume, or you can assume that he did two. So odilma tmima dechulin tachas baalas mum dehektish, baalas mum dechulin tachas tmima dehektish v'tshavayu lucky, and there's malchus on both. Right? So therefore, that's the question. Again, case A, maybe he didn't do any aveiras. And even if you want to say that case, you're makel in your outlook, maybe here, once he did one aveira, then you have to assume that he did two aveiras. Right? Stop there for a, right, that's Rashi's lashon. Since it's impossible to do one aveira, ikal meimar, one could say, kiecha de baha avidi sura, pa'anami loich basleh, devadiat fusehi. He's in a state of sinning right now. There's no mitzvah for us if we know he did an aveira, so maybe he did another aveira in this same act, and we wouldn't have to judge him favorably in that case. Stop there for a moment. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Why wouldn't a Ba'al Asmum, Tachas Ba'al Asmum, be Tmura? Or doesn't explain why. So Rashi says, because there's no mucker for it. We know the Torah says, Tov Bera O Ra B'Tov. We know that Tmura can be Chal on a Ba'al Mum. We know that a Ba'al Mum could create Tmura. But Rashi says it's only a Ba'al Mum on a Tamim, or a Tamim on a Ba'al Mum. Rashi says, Ba'al Mum on a Ba'al Mum, even if I try to, does not create Tmura. There's no makar for ra bira. Devadai, Rashi says, Devadai atfuse lekalameimar. De ra bira lo kasiv de levit tmura. Doesn't say it in the Torah. The Torah just says, Tov bira rabatov. Tosfos is not comfortable with this. Tosfos goes Rashi and says, there's no such gemara like that. Tosfos in Dibur Maskil Ba'al Asmum. Tosfos quotes Rashi. And then says, Velo nihira, dizeh lo matinu. First of all, there's no makar for it. The Gemara would have to say such an important limitation on Tmura. Gemara doesn't say it beferish. So zeh lo matinu. So that's Tosfos just saying, you know, we don't find it. Raya by omission. Right? That is, Rishonim sometimes use that. That if you have such an important principle, it should have had to say it. Number one. And number two, says Tosfos, v'o da'adaraba. It's mashma, the other direction. Mashma la'el, we pointed out this machlokas Rashi Tosfos earlier, when we did daf tes. So, adarabba, mashma la'el perakama, darabba ratafis, da'amar la'el, it said earlier. Im kain, in a rhetorical line, neima kratova ra, o ra bo. When the Gemara is trying to figure out the limudim of Tamura. Mashma darabba ratafis, is mashma that ra bo, we would have learned that it is Tamura. Miyu kalashita dahacha mashma kibirish Rashi. To be by el nami, even this Gemara a little bit sounds like Rashi, but this is what Tosfos seals. Veri pirish, veri says, I can give a different shot. Of what does it mean, rabara? Rabba, would it be an avera? Not because it can't be an avera, but de rabara nami chayel tmura ale. Miyu yesh lanu lomar tfei laachule mi laatfuse. It could be chal, but we'd rather say that he doesn't mean it. It would be chal, says Tosfos. But in this context, if we know for sure that he did it, but if he uses a lashon of tachas, which could be interpreted in both ways, then we would assume that he didn't mean the aveira. Delama yatvis, me'achar de'eno mala osa, the gamzosi nerilak rava. Why would he want to switch a balmum for a balmum? Mele, if he wants to switch a balmum for a tamim, then you understand. It's an aveira. It's tamura. But you understand why he would be doing it. But why would he be doing a balmum for a balmum? They're both bad. They're both not roilak rava. So not that it wouldn't work, but why would he do it? And therefore, we can assume that he didn't do the Aveira. Good. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, how to understand that line of the Gemara, that Ba'al Asmum, Takas Ba'al Asmum, Le'achule. So, question one, maybe he didn't do any Aveiras, or maybe he did two. Question two, and even if he did, even if in case one, we assume no Aveiras, maybe he did two Aveiras in this case, because once he did one, maybe you have to assume that he did another one. V'yim tim saloma kalhecha di'ikater lo'avid isura. And continuing, next question, and if you want to say no, maybe we'll limit it. If he could have done a heter, we won't interpret it as an Aveira. Right, lo kalhecha di'ikater lo'avid isura, v'la'achulehu v'lo'laki, and he's only going to get one Malkus. What if he has three behemos of Kodesh? So, and what about this case where we know he did at least two Averis? do we assume that he did three? V'amar hare elu tachas elu. Mi amrina, do we say, mi did tamimos tachas tamimos la'atfuse? Two out of the three are for sure aviras of tmura. So tamimos nami tachas ba'alas mum la'atfuse. So should we assume that's also the ba'al mum to the tamim? That's also an avira of tmura. O dilma no. Hachanami kol hechadika tera lo avid isura. Right, wherever we could put in that he did a Maisa Heter, he wouldn't do an Isavya. He bas Raisa, lachule havi. At least the third one is just Pidyon, Psulei Mugdashim. And therefore he only did two Averas and not three. Why is this one different than the previous question? Because here Rov is already Ba'avera. He did two. So maybe Rov is Ba'avera, and therefore we would say that it's all wrong. That is question two. And then finally, the final question, v'im timsa lomar hachanami. And if you want to say, even in this case, we'll judge him favorably, so to speak. Kiva dakati gavra lo is chazek bi'isure. Because this person has not been muchzak already bi'isurim. He hasn't done three. We paskin that three is a chazaka generally. So lo shavik hateira v'avid isura. So then we're going to interpret it favorably. So what about this case? Boy ravashi oilafanav arba behemos. Four animals, shel kodesh, v'achaz v'en ba'alas mum. Four animals, four psulei ha-mukdashim, v'arba behemos shel chulin, and four chulin, v'amar hare elu, tachas elu zomahu. So ha-mahu, ha-cha vadai, do we say here for sure? Here we already did three averis. So of course he did the fourth one too. He was already muchzak in this act. Kivan this chazek gavra bi'isurei, do we say he was already muchzak? Lucky ba'arba malchios, he'll get four. Odilma or not, avagav des chazek bi'isur, even if he did three, you never always limit. There's the pintel of yid, you always try to limit the averis. Lashav eginish da'aterav avad isura, and you don't assume that he did the isur if you can. Bavi basraisa, lachuli have. And the fourth one is just psuliyah magdashim, you're trying to be mechalalit, teku. So those questions are not answered. Interesting, teku. Usually teku is, what's the halacha? Here, it's about, how many malchus are we going to get? How many averis did he do? So again, I guess it's a teiku on Besdin. Teiku on Besdin. Because he did the averis, right? It's just mitzada how many chiyuve malchus are there. But this is teiku. Rashi quotes a different lashon. Rashi quotes lashon Yerushalmi. Right, and some we've had a number of times, Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi in this Masechta. There is no Yerushalmi on Masechta's Temura, but it might just be lashon Yerushalmi is different than Talmud Yerushalmi. Right, just using the language of Yerushalmi, like the Gemara at the beginning of Baba Kama also has a Lashon like this, a Lishna de Kalila Nakat, a different type of Lashon that is used, different than the regular Aramaic than we are used to. Some of the Achronim ask, what exactly is the whole Shaila here anyway? Don't we need Hasra for each and every set of Malkus? So, what happened here? How do we know that there was no Hasra? So what's the whole shaila anyway? Right, the sefer Chayei Aryeh. Eich shayach lehistapek im loke mishemo iser tmura. Halo kol chayi v'malki is trichem hasra. You have to give warning. V'gan trichem lekabela, so you have to be mekabel hasra. So you have to be matir asmo lemalkus. So what's the whole question of, is he going to be chayi malkus or not? Mashayach lehistapek bekavanoso. Right, if he set off a pikein, then he's vadai, he's kavin letmura. And if not, if he didn't warn him, he can't give him malkus anyway. So, he says, well, first of all, maybe it relates to the machlokas we had earlier. We had earlier, if you remember, back on Daf Yud Zion or so, right, about 10 blot ago, we had different gersos in the Gemara, whether the Isser of Tmura applies even Bishogeg. This could be one of the exceptions to the rule. The Rambam seems to say this, as you remember, beginning of Hilchos Tmura and Perek Aleph. The Rambam seems to say, Paskin like Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, back in the Mishnah in the second Perek, the top line of Yud Zayin Amad Aleph, Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda Omer, Asa Shogeg Kemezid B'Tmura. Below Asa Shogeg Kemezid B'Mugdashim. Shogeg is like Mezid. And the Gemara had four different opinions. What does it mean, Shogeg is like Mezid? But one of the Gersos was, you're going to get Malkus, even Meshogeg, by Tmura. Just like Tmura is one of the exceptions to the rule we had in the first parak. Remember, for Lav Shem Bamaisa, right? Shogeg, Meimir, Makalas, Chaver, B'Shem. The three exceptions to the rule that you're going to get Malkus for Tmura, even though it is not a Maisa. And the Gemara there says, Gabi Tmura, Kasavar Shumota Lahamir. Remember, Chizkia said, back on Davi Zion, Gabi Tmura, lucky. Gabi Kashem, lo lucky. Or the other lishna of Gabi Tmura, Kaddish, by Bikavala Kaddish and Mo Kaddish. But if you say you get Malkus Bishogig by Tmura, then this whole question is not an issue. Because Hasra is all about Lahafkin Bishogig Lumezid. if I'm going to get malchus, even without, even bishogeg, then I don't need the hasra. So that is one answer. But if we pass like those rishonim that say that no, there is no malchus bishogeg even by tmura, so then we're back to the question. So, suggest some achronim, I saw here in the Biurei Adaf, kivan shemeduber kan shevade overal iser tmura bebehema achas. You know he definitely did one avera. And the question is, what about the second one? So, he got hasra on the first avera. So maybe if it's one act, and it's the same Avera on that one act, then maybe one Hasra is good enough. V'nimsash al harishona keep al Hasra. V'zeh masvig l'chaivo gam al hashniya. V'hamasre masre oso shelo yavar al iser tmura. Don't violate tmura with what you're going to do. And then he violates, so that could include both. V'im nechshav sheshteyem tmura masvig hasra zu l'shteyem. Again, if there is one act that's five Averas in one act, like the case of eating an ant, if you remember them from Makkas, you can get five different Averas for this Sheretz and that Sheretz. So then, Lachor, you'd have to give Avera, you have to warn about all the different Averas. But here's the same Avera, right? Question, how many times you're going to do it? So that's why one Hasra can suffice. Or we're talking about a Chaver, that a Chaver ain't Tzarech Hasra. So there are different ways to get out of this problem. Remember that Rashi in Shavuos, on Daf Chaf, the Minchas Chinuch likes to quote that Rashi, that you have to quote the Pasuk when you give Hasra. You have to quote the Pasuk from the Torah, right? Not just give Hasra, don't do this, you're going to violate the Avera. But they have to quote the Pasuk. But again, here, it's all one Avera, and therefore, it could be good enough, one Hasra for the rest. Good. One Ha'ara, going back to, now that we finished the Sugya, just going back to the Dan L'Kapschus issue. Remember, I think we discussed this a couple of weeks ago even, not so long ago. The pashas of the mitzvah of Dan L'Kapschus is that it's a mitzvah ben adam l'chaveiro, and the focus is on the other person, and it's about being marbet shalom v'reus, but there is a beautiful hosafa of the smak. One of the Bali Atosus, the smak in mitzvah reish chav hei. At the end of Reish Chafei, where he talks about B'tzedek Tishpar HaMisecha, quotes the Gemara Shavuos Daf Lamed, where Dan L'Kapschus is found, and then he says, "Bechlal zeh ladun chaveiro l'kapschus, shemitok sheyadunu l'kapschus, yachshov, if I'm judging l'kapschus, what do most Rishonim say? It will lead to having shalom between us. Says the smak, yachshov ein chote rak ani. If I think that everybody else are great, then I'll realize, oh my goodness, then I'm the only sinner. And I will be motivated to raise my own behavior. If I think I'm surrounded by Rishayim, then I'm not going to do anything better. I'm surrounded, okay, look at me. I'm better than them. Or why should I do better? If I think I'm surrounded by Tzadikim, if I'm surrounded by a Tzadik, that itself inspires. I'm messing the whole world up. Everybody else is great. So by being down with Kavschus, I'm going to help my own behavior. Meaning it's more of a Bein Adam La'atzmo than a Bein Adam La'chaveiro. And maybe, if that's the case, maybe that can answer the question that many ask on that Gemara in Shabbos that we mentioned before. Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Chav Zayin, where it says that if somebody's down L'Kav Schus, Hashem's going to judge you L'Kav Schus. So Hashem's going to judge you L'Kav Schus, so all the Achronim ask, down L'Kav Schus is only in a case where you don't know. You don't know what the Kavanas were, so you know what? Let's be down L'Kav Schus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows our Kavanas. Hashem doesn't have to be down L'Kav Schus. Hashem knows exactly what we're thinking. So what does that mean, that Hashem's going to be down l'kav schus? Again, the language of the Gemara. Hadon chaviro l'kav schus, donin oso l'schus. And then it quotes these stories about these very extreme cases about down l'kav schus. But maybe if one looks closely, it doesn't say in the Gemara, Hadon es chaviro l'kav schus, donin oso l'kav schus. It just says donin oso l'schus. So maybe the message is like this smak. If somebody is down l'kav schus, so then they're going to become a better person. So then Hashem will don him l'schus because he's a better person. It's not l'kav schus, that there's a suffix and he's going to have to, Hashem's going to decide. No, but it's donin oso l'schus because he's going to become a better person through his being don l'kav schus. So then he will be a zochet l'schus because he's a different person, not because it's a dafka mida k'neged mida. One might on this, the other is a mida k'neged mida, the Rishon Salanter is quoted as saying on this Gemara that what does it mean, donin oso l'schus? Because in the future, after Mea Be'esrim, we're going to be shown our life on someone else. And we're going to be asked to judge, you know, what do you think of this guy? What do you think of this guy? If we have conditioned ourselves to be people who are Dan L'Kav Schus, we're going to be Dan L'Kav Schus ourselves. In life, we're always Dan L'Kav Schus ourselves. Just other people were not so Dan L'Kav Schus. But in the future, it's going to be that we're going to have to judge ourselves. So that's another way of understanding that Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Im Haisa Hektish Balmum Yasal Lachulin. There is a discussion about, again, we're not going to get into now, about different Malkios on different animals. We'll get back to this, B'ez Hashem, in Maseches Krisus, when we talk about Gufin Muchlakin and Shemos Muchlakin and Tamchuyin Muchlakin. And do you say Gufin Muchlakin by people or also by animals? The Ar Sameach in Hilchos Shkagos in Vav Beis talks about this Gemara, that many different animals could be enough for many different malchios, even though it's one act. It's one act that a person does. Okay, so, imhaisa, back to the Gemara. Imhaisa, hektish balmum, yasa l'chum. So, the last line of our Mishnah yesterday said that, right, different lashonos of tamura or not tamura, but if the carbon is a balmum, if I say tachas by hektish balmum, then it's yosa l'chulin, it is it's an act of pidyon, and I have to be mashlim, v'tzorach la'asos damim. I have to, if the animal that was hektish is worth more than the animal that was chulin, I have to be mashlim in difference, right? We can't have hektish lose. So, that is, that's what the Mishnah said in the Seifa. So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this idea of having to be mashlim the difference, is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Machlokas amoram. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, yatsa l'chulin tvar Torah. On a d'oraisa level, you don't have to give anything. If a daraisa level, if I have psuliyam magdashim, and the carbon is worth 1,000, and the animal going in is worth 500, nothing. I did psuliyam magdashim. I was poda. The animal goes lechumul dvar Torah. The tzorach la'asos damim. Why? Why is me divrehem? And you only have to pay me drabanan. Why? Rashi ain ona'a lehektish. We know a number of exceptions to the rules of ona'a. Sugi is in the fourth parak above Metziah. Ain ona'a lehektish, right? Hektish. Karka, Avadim, there are certain exceptions to the rules of being ripped off of Onah, more than a six, less than a six, exactly a six, all the different rules, that does not apply to Hektish. And therefore, even if the Behemas Chulin that is being Nichnas to Hektish now is worth less, then one shouldn't have to be Mashlim. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the Mishnah is in the Rabbanan, on a Daraisa level, it is fine. Tzorach la'asos damim midivrehem. Reish Lakish Amar no. Reish Lakish says, Av tzorach la'asos damim dvar Torah. Reish Lakish says, even at daraisa level, you have to be mashlim. So the Gemara says, B'maya skina, what are we talking about? How much was the difference? E neima a'ona'a, if it was exactly a sixth, the behemas chulin was worth exactly a sixth less. So b'ha neima Reish Lakish, Av tzorach la'asos damim dvar Torah. Would Reish Lakish say you have to pay in that case? But doesn't he hold of the Mishnah b'Metzia? But not. We learned in the Mishnah. Eilu dvarim she'en lehem onah. Ha'avadim ba'ashtarez v'akarkoz v'akdeshos. Four exceptions to the rules of onah. So why would Reish Lakish say that you have to pay daraisa? There's no onah when it comes to Hektish. Ela abito mekach. So maybe the case would be then it's more than a sixth. Right? Ona'a, the shear of ona'a is 1/6. Bitul mekach means if it's more than 1/6. So according to this, again, this is what some Rishonim even paskin, when do these exceptions apply? Ein ona'a, that's by exactly a sixth, meaning usually you have to give back the sixth. But by these, you don't have to give back the sixth. But it's more than that. So that's bitul mekach. That's like a mekach toast. And of course it goes back. And that's what Reish Lakish holds. So maybe this case is talking about a case where it was more than a sixth of the difference, and therefore Reish Lakish says, on a daraisa level, you have to give it back, or else the mekach is batel. So the Gemara says, if it's more than a sixth, so then what about the other way? Then the question is on Rabbi Yochanan. What, only drabanan, you have to give the money back? If it was more than a sixth? But 1 second, didn't we learn that even Rabbi Yochanan would say that Hektish is excluded from Hektish, by Hektish, by Bittul Mekach, he would agree. But I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yonah within Rabbi Yochanan. How far does Rabbi Yochanan go? V'yam Rabbi Yirmiyah, akarkos dechulin. Rabbi Yirmiyah said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, akarkos of chulin. So that's where we'll see what he says about it. Rabbi Yonah amar ahekdeshos. And Rabbi Yonah says, hektish, what is it about these? Right, karka and hektish are both excluded from onah. But what is Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yonah saying? Travayu mishmed Rabbi Yochanan, Amri. They said that Rabbi Yochanan said about their respective item, Ona'a ye'en lahem, bitul mekach yesh lahem. Yes, the 1/6 rule is excluded by these, but bitul mekach applies to them. Rabbi Yirmiyah said it applies to karka, Rabbi Yonah says it applies to hektish. So, the kasha is, within Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan agrees that if it's more than a sixth, then even by Hektish it's Bitul Mekach. So why would he say you only have to be mashlim the money midrabanan? So the Gemara says, oh, my Bitul Mekach ve'efach. Okay, switch. Switch Rashi says, switch Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says you have to pay Daraisa, and not Reish Lakish. So that helps us out, right? Rabbi Yochanan is the one that agrees by Mitul Mekach, and he's the one that says you have to pay me Daraisa. So now the Gemara says, but one second, that only works with one of the versions within Rabbi Yochanan. Umi Matzad Amrit Eifuch, can you switch to switching help according to Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiya? If you say that Bitul Mekach applies to Hekdesh, and surely it would apply to Karka, meaning surely by Karka we would say that this, the whole thing is Batel, so then fine, switching works. But according to Rabbi Yirmiya, who says Akarkos, Rabbi Yochanan agrees by Karka of Chulin that there's Yesh Ona'a by more than a sixth. But by Hekdesh, there is no Bitul Mekach, meaning, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Yochanan holds no matter what, ein ona lekarkos. Even if it's more than a sixth difference, so hechi afek laha, then switching doesn't help. Switching is worse, because now, Rabbi Yochanan says, if you switch, Rabbi Yochanan says you have to give it back to Araisa, but according to Rabbi Yirmiya, he says by Hekdesh, there's ein ona lekarkos. Even more than a sixth. So that doesn't work. So I'm Rabbi Yirmiya lo tefach. So you're right. Rabbi Yirmiya wouldn't switch it. Rabbi Yonah would switch it. It works out for him. Rabbi Yirmiya wouldn't switch it, and therefore that's the chilek. Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiya argue within Rabbi Yochanan: is there a bitul mekach by hektish? The Ramban. Again, we're not doing the full sugya of Onah now, but the Ramban, amongst other Rishonim, also I think the Sefer Chinuch also says this, that even when we say ein Onah, and even when we say, you don't have to give it back, that doesn't mean that it's not usser. Doesn't mean that it's not usser. Right? The Ramban in Parshas Bahar, in Parachav Hei, says, Raboseinu Amru, Einon Allah HaKarkos. The Ramban points out something very ironic and unusual. The context of the Torah is by Karka. That's where Onah is talked about, when you sell Karka. And Dafka there, we say, Einon Allah HaKarkos. Right, so how does that work? Va'amikra zeh kefi pshuto, ulefi medra sholo devi arav bekarkosu. So what does it mean? How can you have altonu? Aval karchenu nitzarek lahatos mikros mipshutan. V'nomar sheyekol pasuk omeid ba'atzmo. Number one, either say, you have to cut the pasuk. This is about karka, this is about metaltalin. Or, the other way to say it is that, va'ani choshev od svara, says the Ramban. Shevadai hama'ana es chaveru ladas over belav. By all these exceptions, by karka, by avadim, there's still an iser daraisa. Just the rules of Onah don't apply. You definitely get an Avera, right? Ah, Amanat Chavira over Balav. Bein b'metalton bein b'karkos. Shevohen dibra kosuv. Al tonu ishe sachiv b'misparshan imachara yovel. Shuhu mazhir sheyiknu v'yimkru lefi hashanim. V'lo yonu ishe sachiv. Raboseinu or mechadesh Onah tashlumin. B'shtus ha-mekach u'bitul mekach b'yoser mishtus v'chulu. Umizeh bilvad mi'atu akarkos. Lefisha ha'ona'a bahem afilu b'yatsa mishtus mechila. Kamoshi mechila b'metaltan v'achas mishtus. There are different rules about people are mocha by metaltan and this amount by karka. They're a little more flexible by mechila. But still, there's still an isser no matter what. If you know you're getting ripping somebody off, that's still an aveira. So that's the chiddush of the Ramban, and other Rishonim also agree to that. That even though we say sometimes in and olak arkos, that doesn't mean that forever. And the Bali Atosfas, you know, in a few places also might relate to this, because they say by karka, even if you say in and olak arkos, there's a limit, 100%. If it's 100% more, that's the limit. So what does that mean, right? Does it apply or does it not apply? So it could be that there's some implicit mechila up until amount if you really want the karka. Unlike metaltalin, where there would be less of a flexibility. The Rambam in Hilchas Mechira, if I remember, talks about ein ola karkos without any limits. Ein ola karka, period. Doesn't say any limitations, no matter what, ein ola karkos. And the Nebuka Yosef, in the beginning of Baba Kama, quotes this Rambam, and he has a line which seems to say that why isn't there any Onah Barka? Because it could be that by real estate, whatever you pay is the price. It's not like there's a regular price, like for a watch, and then you overcharged. By real estate, there are so many different factors that go into it. The neighborhood, and the parnasa that a person has, he wants to be in this proximity. So the Rambam says, if you're paying for it, that's not onah. You know, that's what you're ready to pay for it. And therefore, there's not going to be an onah. According to that Rambam, according to the Mukhi Yosef, Shrat of the Rambam, it could be that they're arguing with the Ramban. There's no iser there. Because this is the price. This is the price, and therefore, it wouldn't be anything wrong. Okay, a little bit about onah. Let's continue. So, lema b'dishmuel kamiflagi. Let's say that this machlokas, Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiya, really argue about Shmuel. We've had a Shmuel already a couple of times recently. Right? Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said at the end of Meseches Bechoros, right, twice. Bechoros on the side. Chafhei, Dafnun. Shmuel says, Hekdesh Shavim Mana Shechala Shreput de Mechulal. Shmuel says that if you have Hekdesh Shavim Mana, that you're Mechalal on much less on a Pruta, it works, Mechulal. So Shmuel says that it could go down. So Rabbi Yonah says, less late to Shmuel. He argues with Shmuel, because he says there's bittul mekach by hektish. Rabbi Yirmiya is like the Shmuel. Maybe Rabbi Yirmiya, who says there's no bittul mekach by hektish, he argues with Shmuel, and would rather not say that. So the Gemara says, lo, bein demar is like the Shmuel. Everybody holds a Shmuel. To Rabbi Yonah, Sava Rabbi Yonah, though, holds ki amar Shmuel diyeved, aval chadchila lo amar. Rabbi Yonah says it's only a b'dieved that Shmuel says that. That if you did it, it works. But lechadchila, you can't do that. Rabbi Yirmiya says even lechadchila, you can do like Shmuel. V'ibayisema, one more. V'ibayisema going back. Lo'olam lo'tefach, back to the kasher of Yochanan Reish Lakish. Don't switch. Rabbi Yochanan says you have to pay the Rabbanan. Reish Lakish says you have to pay the Araisa. U'tekakash alacham asisan elu dvarim hekdeshos. Right? Aye, what about the Mishnah in Bava Metzia? That hektish is not subject to onah, so why would you have to give it back to Araisa? Kidder Rav Chisda, Damer Rav Chisda, ein lohem onah. What does it mean they don't have onah? Einan bitoras onah. Dafilu pachas bichdei onah choser. Exactly the opposite shot of the pashas of the Mishnah. Rav Chisda understands ein onah means even a tiny difference you have to give back, right? Einan bitoras onah. And therefore, according to that shot, of course, Reish Lakish can fit in. There's a machlokas we showed him. We know this hektish of emana, the din of Shmuel, applies to hektish. The Gemara does not apply it outside of hektish, but the Rishonim do. Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Aleph. Tosfos says that maybe it applies to Meiser Sheni and Ravai also, right? Being poda Meiser Sheni and Ravai on Pruta is also allowed, and that is generally what we do bizman hazeh. Right? The Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Yoredeya, in Reish Tzadi Dalet, right? In Hilchas Arla. The Shulchan Aruch says, Peros Ravai, Yeshlem did Maiser Sheni Lechol Davar, Ubizman Abayis, Haitzorach Lalos, and Yushalayim, Lachlem Sham. Bizman Abayis have to bring them. Viha Idna, Sheni Chol Halos of Yushalayim, Bizman Azeh, you can't bring up the fruits to Yushalayim. Podin Osam Acha Shigmru Vitalshu, you're podin them after they have Gemar Malacha, Viyachol Liftos as Kulam, Bishavet Pruta. You can be podin all of them with a Shon of Pruta, Afilu, Haim, Rabim. Even if they are many, right? That's what the, right? Or the Gra says it should be Bepruta, not Beshavapruta, but that you could be Poda, all of them. That's what you could do. And then the Gra goes through here, is a long piece, for Biur HaGra, it's like six lines. The Gra says here in Reish Sadi Dalet Oschaf, he quotes all the Rishonim about applying Shmuel outside of Hektish. Yes, Sarach Ian, Dein Raya Me Hektish. Right, maybe Hektish is based on Einonah LeKarkos, like our Gemara says, then you shouldn't extend it if it's based on Einonah, right? Because that doesn't apply to Ravai or Meiser Sheni. Okay, but that's the discussion of the Gra. Tosfos also here, Tosfos at the end of Lo, discusses how we could be Mechalel Bizman Hazeh without a Bezdin. So that's what Tosfos' discussion. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, finishing up the last section of the parak. Amar Ula. When Ula says, when do you have to pay hektish for the difference? Lo amru ela b'shamui b'trei. When it was originally estimated, what's the case here? Obviously there was a mistake made, because they wouldn't allow you to be poted originally for any difference. So lo amru ela b'shamui b'trei. When do we say that you have to pay to hektish the onah? If it was originally estimated by two, and they made a mistake, and then three people said it afterwards, and gave hektish more. Aval b'shamui b'tlasa. If you started off with three, so then avagav to asi b'mei alohadar. Then even if 100 comes afterwards, no, it's like 100 equal to three. Once you have at least three that are estimating the amount, then we say he does not have to pay any difference. Ani, is that really true? V'yamar of Safra. Hechi amar mea ketrei v'trei kamea. Rav Safra says, when do we say that once you get to a certain amount, that even 100 are equal? Linyan Eidos. For Edim, you say Trey Kameya. Avalenian Umdana Basardeus Aslidan. No, but regarding estimations, you go by more people. You go by the Rove. The Suin also. Tlasu Tlasa Loaz Lina Basar Basra, right? Oh, even by 3 and 3. You don't go after the last one, the Ad Hektash Al Yona, even if it was 3 and 3. Hektash should always win. So, I don't understand, asked the Gemara. What is Rav Chisda? What is Ulam saying? What is Ula saying? So, Ksavar Ula, it must be Ula argues. Tzarech lasos damei midevrayim, v'kol d'rabbanan, akila b'rabbanan. Ula says, like we had earlier, the whole idea of paying back is only a din d'rabbanan. So we're makel on the din d'rabbanan, on the paying back. Fine. Mishnah. Harezu tachas ola, tachas chatas, lo amar klum. If somebody goes over to an animal and says, this animal is tachas ola, there's no carbon, there's no other animal standing there. You just say, this is tachas ola or chatas, that's meaningless. Lo amar klum, he didn't say anything. That's not a lashon of tumura. But he says, tachas chatas zu, tachas ola zu, right? If you have another animal standing there, even if not, tachas chatas, tachas ola, sheishli bevayis. Somebody has an animal in their house. This animal should be a tmura for the one in my house. Hayalo dvarv kayamim. If he has an animal, then his words are, it works. Hayalo dvarv kayamim. Amar alabeima tmeya. Valbalas mum. Hare elu ola lo amraklum. If you go over to a non-kosher animal or balas mum, this is an ola. So that's meaningless, because this can't be an ola. Hare elu li ola, but if you say for an ola, which then it can mean its value, then yimachruv yavi bidameim ola. So then, it should be sold, and then you could bring in Ola. Amar of Yehuda, Marav, Masisu, Dloka, Rimeir. The first part of the mission is against Rimeir. Dear Rikari, Mayor, Ha'ena, Damosi, Devarla, Vatalar. Mayor always says, people don't say things for nothing. So even if it sounds like it's meaningless, you gotta reinterpret it. So according to Rimeir, in the case of Harezu, Takas, Ola, Takas, Chada, it should work. Right, it should work. The Mishnah that says, tachas chata tachas ola, it's nothing. Rabbi Meir would say in that case that you would have to give the damim. Hare ela la ola, yimach rabbi yavi minuav ola, taima de behema tmeo balas mum, de lo chazien lo bayin muma. So the reason the Mishnah sounds like that they could, you bring it as an, you sell it and you bring its damim as an ola, is because talking about a non-kosher animal balas mum. They don't need a mum. But Aval Mafresh Nekeva La'asham, the cases we had earlier in the Mishnayos, in the third parak, I think, Mafresh Nekeva La'asham Ola Ola, if a Mafresh, a female, for an Asham or an Ola, which require a male, Bayin Muma, so that would require a Mum, Wur Medayik. And I'm reviewing the Marav, Masizun Lok Rabbi Shimon, that would be against Rabbi Shimon, who we had earlier, Ditznan, the Mishnah said, Rabbi Shimon Omer Timacher Shalom B'mum. Rabbi Shimon says, this Nekeva is totally not shayach to be an Ola, Ola needs a male, and therefore, you wouldn't even have to wait to get a mum, you could just sell it without a mum. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Ajal Kesem Arimin. Again, the next couple of days will be put up from the last cycle, the next week or so, except the one that we skipped, that will be Mashlim, but we will stop here.